Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Leo Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chef. Chef Tyler Florence Miller and Lux, San Francisco. Chef, good to see you. How are you?
Great to see you too, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's the holiday season, but it's Japanese Wagyu season. We're talking all things Wagyu here at Miller & Lux. Only until the end of the year, you can experience Wagyu in ways other restaurants across the country cannot. But you can if you come to Miller & Lux. Let's talk Wagyu first. Take me back. Japanese Wagyu, your first bite of it. Where were you? What was it about it that you loved?
It was a sushi restaurant in New York City, God, 15 years ago or so. And it was like that moment where you have a symphony of flavors that are so incredibly perfect, but really exquisite all at the same time. I remember it just like it was yesterday. It was like perfectly seasoned sushi rice, warm to the touch, nice little sweet vinegar note to it, and then a paper-thin layer of the most exquisite beef I'd ever had, warmed with a torch, and a little small, tiny, tiny bit of wasabi right in the middle, and then it's a little bit of salt, and you just kind of throw it back, no soy sauce. You throw it back on your palate, and it was just one of those moments, as a fan of beef, because of course we have a steakhouse, I feel like I had tasted to the pinnacle of what it was.
Yeah.
And so, you know, then you start like kind of going after specifically building a really wonderful menu that really expresses beef from all over the world. Of course, our domestic beef here, which is our signature steaks, our dry age program is no joke. Literally some of the best beef in the country. And then we have great relationships with great ranches in Australia, and then also in Japan. And so I just got back. I spent 7 days in Japan.
And I want to commend you, taking one for the team, going all the way to Japan to source the best Japanese Wagyu. You did it, Tyler. You took one for the team, Chef.
Thank you. Somebody's got to do it. Why not me? But I was invited by the government of Japan to go actually see the process. And everything that we put on the menu, every ranch that we highlight, I've actually been there. And I make it a point to not just buy beef, but get to know the ranching practices firsthand. And I just insisted on it. So they flew us to Japan. We got a chance to go to Iwate, which is in the northeastern part of Japan, really cold, pretty part of the country. That particular prefecture is known for the best Wagyu in the country.
Sure.
Because Iwate has won the Japanese marbling score competition 11 times.
Yep.
which is more than any other prefecture. And so they were just really proud to show it off. So we had some great beef for a couple of days. It was really, really nice. And then, you know, we kind of brought it back. And of course, we've had like great we've had really great A5 Japanese beef on the menu here for about 2 years now.
Yeah.
But then we really get a chance to try to celebrate it and do something really special with it. Our new Miyazaki A5 Wagyu sword is a dynamite dish.
Well, I watched you cook it. We were in the kitchen together just a bit ago. It is a show just watching you. It's a show the way you present it. But let's talk about the Wagyu and how you prepare it, how you cook it, what goes with it, and how it ends up on the plate here at Miller & Lux.
So my choice of cut is top sirloin. I just think it has a meatier flavor profile than some of the softer cuts like ribeye eye or filet mignon. I like it a lot. It tastes really good. That plus the really exquisite level of marbling all the way through, you've got something special. So we get the whole muscle in and then we freeze it. And then we shave it paper thin, almost like you're making beef carpaccio.
Yeah.
And then we do this really kind of fun trick where we take a sheet pan. And then in the pastry world, it's known as a cake extender. So it's like this rectangular rack that goes into the sheet pan, which makes the sheet pan tall. Yeah. And so then we layer about 7 to 8 layers of paper thin Wagyu, really, really tall. So almost if you can imagine a lasagna of just nothing but pure Wagyu meat.
Yeah.
And then and it's very, very lightly seasoned with a little bit of salt in between each layer. And then we press it, and then we refreeze it one more time.
Yep.
So we do this about a day ahead of time. And then we take it out, and then we cut it into these like really nice 2x2 squares.
Yeah.
And then we'll lace about 4 of them because the order is about 18 ounces. So it's a shareable, really, really super fun dish. And then we just simply grill it, right? So we sear it on a flat top, melt the outside, get the exterior nice and crispy. And what I love about this dish, the technique on this dish, which is really interesting, is how the edges get super crispy, and then the middle stays nice and medium rare, and then you kind of get the best of both worlds. You get this really fabulous crunchy crispy texture, and that melt in your mouth sensation, where they call it snowflake beef because the way it just sort of almost disintegrates inside your mouth. It's so incredibly delicious. So it's finished with a little bit of a Tokyo turnip puree, pickled shiitake mushrooms, crispy shallots, micro shiso, and then we make a little bit of salsa verde with yuzu kosho, which is a pickled fermented yuzu paste, which is really, really exquisite. So we want to, and I know that sounds busy, but it all kind of comes together with a level of simplicity and harmony that doesn't overshadow the meat, but it kind of gives you a couple of like, you know, flavor profiles to jump in and out of while you're tasting it. And I think it's really exquisite. It's really delicious.
And what I love about it, Chef, is there's a level of respect because while you're preparing this, whatever cook or chef is on the line, they've got to stay with that those little parcels of yummy, meaty goodness for about 15 minutes. The turning it, the checking on it. They're also not giving you a bath, but a little bit of a shower in a miso glaze kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. A paper thin layer of really good umami.
Yeah.
And that's a blonde miso that goes right on the exterior of the skewer just to get a little bit of extra color, a little extra crispiness, which is really nice. And a kind of a wonderful fermented umami flavor, which you almost, it's almost unidentifiable, but it's just delicious.
Yeah.
So that, and then we're just ready to plate it up. It's amazing.
So to the plating up part. Off the grill.
Let it rest for a little bit, right? You want to let it rest for about 10 minutes or so. We take it off the grill at about 110 degrees. So, it is perfectly, perfectly medium rare when it gets served. And then we finish it with a little bit of buttery Tokyo turnip puree, which almost has a velvety mashed potato expression. Although it's not mashed potatoes, it's lighter than that. But it still has that sort of creamy, really wonderful excellence as you're putting them out. Mm-hmm. And then a little bit of salsa verde made with yuzu kosho, which is a fermented citrus paste, a little chili in there as well. And then crispy shallots, pickled shiitake mushrooms, and then micro shiso. And then the cool thing about the presentation, it comes out, and then literally the sword gets unsheathed tableside.
Yeah.
And then because the beef is just barely holding itself together.
Sure.
And then you take a knife and a fork, and it peels apart in 150 layers. And it's just so incredibly delicious.
Well,
I'm not saying this just because I love you or because you've got a sword in your hand right now. But literally, friends, just moments ago, we're in the kitchen, had my first bite of the Japanese Wagyu prepared just exactly as Chef described right there. I'm going to say it, probably the best mouthful of beef I've ever had in my life. It is sensational.
Thank you.
Worth the spend. And if you just want to be a baller for a night or you really love the person you're with, come in here or come with some friends, have a special night out.
Yes.
And this is only on the menu until the end of the year, right?
Exactly. We're going to reimagine our A5 program coming up in January, but we'd love to have you in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You know, here in Dogpatch, it's a really beautiful up-and-coming part of San Francisco, sitting proud inside the Chase Center, home of the Golden State Warriors, home of the Golden State Valkyries. The concerts are spectacular. The view is amazing. You know, we finally had this park that was finished right in front of the restaurant. It took about 3 years to finish, but it's the full expression of the restaurant. Yeah. And we've had, and I'm not bragging, this is going to sound like I'm bragging.
Don't brag, Tyler. You deserve it.
All right, here, you ready for this?
Yeah.
And it's not just me. I'm expressing gratitude for my team.
Yes.
Because I get a chance to lead an incredible group of hospitality professionals, front of the house and the back of the house, and we're just getting better every day. We were named Best Steakhouse in the San Francisco Bay Area 2023, 2024, and 2025. And we just got named the number 5 steakhouse out of 101 in all of North America.
I mean,
come on.
That's awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. High five to that.
Thank you very much. So really representing San Francisco in the top 10. Listen, it's our first year on the list. If we made the top 50, I would have been really, really proud of that. But we came in not only top 10, but top 5. And so I just think we're doing really wonderful things. I mean, this has been a childhood dream of mine.
Yeah.
You know, really kind of thinking through what a great steakhouse experience would really be like. And for us to get a chance to really express this with the Warriors, their amazing partner, and for us to really celebrate San Francisco at such a high level, come check it out. If you haven't been here, your next birthday, your next big special occasion, or just to, you know, come see, you know, what San Francisco is all about. Come in from the suburbs. We'd love to have you.
Listen,
yeah.
End of the year coming up here. It's been an incredible year, Tyler. Miller & Lux, Wafer Tavern, you're crushing it. With so many great things that you do. As you look to 2026, what are you excited about? What are you anticipating? What's the next year got in store for you?
You know, we were just working on a calendar for 2026, and I can't tell you how excited I am about the next upcoming year. Daniel Lurie, our new mayor, he and his wife, Becca, they're just doing a fabulous job just giving the city hope. He's an amazing leader. He leads from the middle. He's exactly what San Francisco needs. And I think we're doing great work on thinking through what some of the bad negative press we had about San Francisco a couple years ago. It's a whole new city.
It feels good, right?
It feels really, really great.
And it is. It's not just a feeling.
Yeah.
It actually is.
And you and I have been here for a long time.
Yeah, we have.
You know, I moved here in 2007. I met you at Macy's.
Yeah.
You know,
you're the new kid on the block.
I was the new kid on the block. And now we've been here for a long time. And I think the dedication to the city, like we're here.
Yeah.
You know, we own a beautiful home in Marin County. We raised our children here. San Francisco is our home. I love the city. I really, really do. We are standing on the shoulders of giants.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yes, Alice Waters and Jeremiah Tower and like our legacy. San Francisco knows how to throw a party. We have some of the best restaurants in the world. We have more Michelin stars than anywhere else in America. And so we are a dining destination, a dining capital. And to be a part of that, to be thought of as part of this generation of great chefs that are holding the fort down for our hospitality culture here in the San Francisco Bay Area makes me proud. And we just live the dream every single day. We love having a party in our restaurant every single night. And you are invited.
Chef Tyler Florence, we're so happy. 2007, you and Tolan decided to put a stake in the ground here, right here in the Bay and right here in San Francisco. We love all that you bring. Wish you great things for the year ahead. Thanks for your friendship, brother.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. And as always, man, great to feed you.
Thank you. Happy time as always. Friends, come one, come all. We talked about the Wagyu up front, the Wagyu experience. Sensational. It'll change your life. Literally a life-changing meal when you have the Japanese Wagyu here at Miller & Lux. Come one, come all. More on the Chef Tyler Florence story. More at Miller & Lux at KCSradio.com and click on Foodie Chat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.